G'day there, folks. This is Paul Barnes from paulbarnes.com signing back in. We're getting towards the end of this audio series. Fantastic. This is Web Design Quick Tips. It came about because I was asked by many of my customers on a recent survey to give up more information on web design. So not only am I giving you this audio series, but I should also be giving you a complete video series in the next oncoming months as well on each of these different elements. So if you haven't watched the videos yet, stop back and you'll find the access links to them at paulbarnes.com coming up in the next few months. Okay, we're just talking about some random things here, not particularly aligned with anything in particular, but I just wanted to give you some final quick tips which have to do with, you know, things that you should or should not be doing. First things first, never hot link to somebody else's images or MP3s or whatever it is. Now, if you haven't come across that phrase before, let me just explain it to you. Let's say I'm browsing online and I find an image that I like. You know, it's like, that's a nice picture. Hey, wouldn't that look sweet on my website? And what I do is I grab the link of where it is on their particular website, and I copy and paste that link to my own website coding, so when the image appears, it's actually not being hosted on my site, it's being hosted on theirs. Well, not only is that downright damn rude, because every time that page loads, it's going to be drawing bandwidth off them, you'll probably find that that particular image, not always, but sometimes, will be copyrighted just to them. And you can get yourself into all sorts of deep shit, and you will just get, you know, squashed like a bug doing that kind of thing. That's just the legalities of it. But how about this one for an absolute ripper? I have found in the past people have done that to me. I thought, sweet, you little prick. Guess what I'm going to do to you? And so I don't hit them with all the legal crap. I go and change the image. And I put some, you know, nasty words. This was a stolen image from paulbarnes.com. Something like that. Because they're hot linking. And so what I do is I simply then change the image. Of course, I need to alter the code on my website so I don't get that nasty message. And I put something on there, not something abusive, not something, you know, verbal, no swearing or anything like that, because that could get me into hot water. But instead, what I will do is I will just simply write something which is rather unpleasant so that their website visitors know that they hack and steal stuff. The same with MP3s, the same with videos, the same with whatever. It's a very important thing. If you would like to publish some of my audios on your website, give me a quick call, give me an email, no problem. I'll give you download to the access if that particular series is available for public consumption, and you just upload them to your server and off you go. Now, of course, I have lots of people, gigabytes of traffic going out every single month, every single day at times through the podcasts, which are syndicated, but if you'd like to run them off your own, beautiful. Just let me know. And this rule applies to all areas of website design and marketing. Don't steal stuff. Don't plagiarize. You heard my little rant a little bit earlier on when I got into the people stealing articles from me and the furry little maggot who got into all sorts of trouble for it and so on and so on. Just don't do it. I know it's easy to do and there's so many people out there and you're not going to get caught. Crap. You will get caught. I remember a time, a while back, this is going back a few years actually, 2003 or 04, and I just happened to be searching online and I was just checking my own search engine results for some work that I had done, and a page came up and I thought, what exactly is this? This looks like my website, but it's not my website. I clicked through and had a look and guess what? It was my website, but it wasn't on my website. Some little scumbag had gone and taken the entire page and hosted it himself, word for word. Of course, I emailed him with a rather nasty letter and he claimed he'd never heard of me. Yeah, hello, you copied that off my page. And these things happen, but you don't want to get known for doing that. You want to build yourself a higher level of credibility. I hope you will. As one of my website visitors, as a subscriber or a customer, I hope and I will hold you to a higher standard. That's not to say you won't make mistakes. Heck, I do. My goodness, I'm not even going to begin to tell you about some of the foobars that I've come up with. But, you know, try not to do them on purpose, please. A couple more quick tips. and then we'll finish off. PDFs. PDFs can be indexed as well. Matter of fact, some people are always just looking for free downloadable stuff. Have you noticed? Free downloadable stuff. So why don't you, if you have something good to say, also say it in a PDF, portable document file, the Adobe PDFs, and publish that through a link on your website. It'll get picked up eventually by Google and add to their PDF database. And, you know, use some particular keywords in it. Hey, why not? They're going to download it, and they might, you know, may not be exactly what they're looking for, but they're looking for free downloadable stuff. But by the same token, if they're looking for good quality stuff, you can provide that through your PDFs also. Other things, great things you can do, customize and build these into your design. Remember that people look for stuff online these days through the Google image search. Hey, if there's a particular keyword phrase out there that you'd like to be found on when you're creating your images, call them, tag them with that particular keyword phrase. There's a good chance that if it's not a 1,000 people looking for it every moment, that it'll get picked up in the Google images search. The same thing can happen with videos, with the news articles, books, and so on. These are what I call bare-bone basics when it comes to website design / marketing. Everything I talk about has got some kind of marketing element in there as well. And I've just given you some real rippers there that I hope you wrote down, and you will now go back and see if you can apply them to your website. So we're going to wrap this up in the next audio. Only one more to go. Quick summary. Let's talk about it then. I'm going to get you just, waiting. I thought I had something really good to say just then. It didn't quite come to me. So we'll wrap this audio up, and I'll talk to you again very, very soon. Bye-bye.